everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Bills Wire podcast presented to you by USA Today, SMG. My name is Matt Johnson, one of your hosts, alongside my man Jeremy. We're here to talk Bills on the bye week. Bills in the bye week 4-1 currently. Jeremy, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. The Bills are sitting at 4-1. Can't complain with that record. I think when we did a season preview, we got to week 5 or 6 or to the bye at least and thought to ourselves, hey, if the Bills could be 4-1, that'd be a win. And I think that's probably how the team views it too. They were close. They could have probably, maybe in the fourth quarter if Josh Allen doesn't get hurt, could have pulled out a victory against New England. But hey, I think 4-1, the team's probably feeling pretty good about where they're sitting right now.
They absolutely should. I think, 3-2, hoping for 4-1 is pretty much what we were looking at. Yep. When we did our preview way back when. And they are legitimately one touchdown away from being 5-0 currently. It's got to be a good feeling. And there's, so far it's been pretty well. Everybody's doing just enough. I mean, the defense is explosive. It's dominant. The offense, it's doing enough, is what I can say. It's not blowing me away, but at the same time, it's not really, it's not dragging us back yet, which I think is a good thing. Josh Allen he's having a pretty good year, I must say. A couple bad interceptions, of course, but he's not having too shabby of a year, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, I think, he's definitely improved on the short, kind of rhythm passing game. We haven't seen the explosive plays in the passing game thus far, but I agree with you. I mean, the three and outs that the defense is causing and the way they're playing is, they're going to have an opportunity in every game if they continue to play that way. And no reason why they can't. I thought, there was a couple of games in the first 5 weeks where they could have let up at certain times, certain drives, and they've done the complete opposite and stepped it up even more in some situations. So, you're just kind of waiting for the shoe to drop because you just don't think that it's going to last and be that consistent. But the defense is playing unbelievable. So, if they can play that way the rest of the stretch, and then if the offense can just work to improve, I think you kind of hit it, right down the head there with, they haven't really killed, I think Josh definitely did against the Patriots with his few interceptions, maybe he kind of killed any momentum, but for the most part, the offense has done enough to win, but you would like to see them score a little bit more and be a little bit more explosive, I think, going through the, second, two thirds of the year.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what I'm looking for. I want to see a little bit more like dominance and, there are some good teams in this upcoming stretch, which we're going to get to in a little bit. And I just want to, I feel like if I can see them control, I mean, yes, a win's a win, but I feel like a little more explosiveness, a little bit more dominance on the offensive side of the ball. I'd feel a little bit more confident, even more than I already do about postseason hopes and maybe getting a win or two there. I really would. Allen right now, he's sitting at 18th in passing yards. He's actually tied with Matthew Stafford at 1,122 yards. So it's not terrible. I think he's been averaging about 200 a game. I think only the Pats game was under 200.
Right, and then he was, knocked out a little earlier too, so you don't know what he could have done in that fourth quarter or at least the rest of that game, but yeah, I mean, you alluded to it before. I think, they've played a couple of, tough tests, but it's been a relatively easy road for them. And the upcoming schedule too, Matt, looks incredible. I know this is pretty well documented from everyone looking at who they have to play here coming up in the next several weeks. And the three home games in the next 4 weeks is huge too. So just incredible how, at the beginning of the season, you're not really sure how, schedule will shake out based on how other teams will do. But, man, this is falling really well for the Bills to post a really good, double-digit win season here if they can continue doing what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's around this time, too. What is it, week 6? That you kind of get to see how teams are going to be like for the remainder of the season. A lot of teams that are, could have been potential really tough matchups have kind of fallen off since then. We've seen the Jets kind of self-destruct. Sam Darnold comes back this week. I'm not sure how much he's really going to do against Dallas, but maybe a spark for the Jets. I don't think so. Eagles are wishy-washy. I mean, they've been a little bit better the last couple weeks. Redskins, not so good. They're in a tank bowl right now against the Miami Dolphins. Cleveland, you really don't know what kind of Cleveland's going to show up. They've been a hot and cold team kind of all year too. And, you know, amongst many others, Pittsburgh's fallen off tremendously. They're on their third quarterback right now. Maybe back to Mason Rudolph. I don't know if it's concussion or whatever injury he's dealing with is going to be better by then. But, yeah, things have opened up very, very nicely.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, and then you didn't even mention Miami still. You know, they play them twice, and that's their next opponent is the Dolphins at home. So, you know, you would think those are, you know, obviously winning football games, you think, going in. But, you know, there's also a sense of you need to make sure that, you don't let up with these quote-unquote easier games on your schedule. And I think this has also been well-documented, just how Sean McDermott's run his football team to make sure that they're prepared and, you know, the whole trust the process mantra. So I think, you know, from that standpoint, they'll be ready to go. But, yeah, I mean, you're looking at this schedule here. You have to feel pretty good as a fan. And I think probably internally they might not tell you this, but I think, you know, they have to be looking at this schedule pretty optimistically here going into the, like I said, second two-thirds of the season.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll read off the remaining schedule in order right now. As we said, come back from the bye week next week, October 20th against the Dolphins at home. Then you have the Eagles, and, you know, this if Carson Wentz gets rattled, that's a, you know, by this stellar defense, that's an advantage for Buffalo. Has the Redskins at home, traveling to Cleveland, traveling to Miami, at home versus Denver, at Dallas on Thanksgiving, at home versus Baltimore, away on the road to Pittsburgh, away to New England, and then finishing up at home versus the Jets. Yeah, there's got to be a lot of optimism. And, if they are really – they're doing what they should. They're taking very well advantage of a very generous schedule. I'm pretty confident. I'm a little bit more – I tend to be a little bit more critical, the Bills. But I think they have a really good stretch of games right now. If they can't take advantage of it, it would really, truly be a shame. But I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I think, you know, yeah, like we said, you have to be encouraged. There's definitely room for improvement on the offensive side. I mean, there's not too much, really, Matt, to analyze on the defensive side. They're doing everything beautifully. They held Marcus Mariota and that offense to really not doing much against them last Sunday. And, you know, I think they've played some pretty good teams with good running backs, and those teams have not been able to generate any ground game against the Bills. And if they continue to stop the run and make teams one-dimensional, get pass rushers to the quarterback, like I just don't see this defense letting up. So like you alluded to too, I'm going to really – be paying attention to the offense here in the second half. And I'm really actually interested to see, one, if Devin Singletary can come back healthy off the hamstring injury. I think he'd be an explosive piece that they could really take advantage of in this upcoming set of games, build some confidence against some, you know, weaker opponents. I think that'd be huge for them. And then two, and I also alluded to this earlier, just the explosive plays. Like, I'm just looking for like 30 plus yard passes from Josh Allen. We know he has the big arm, and I'm just waiting for that to get unleashed a little bit. It's just been efficient, Josh Allen, which is also really good. We wanted to see him be more accurate in the pocket, and he's definitely shown signs of that. But at the same time, I'm looking for receivers to get a little bit more separation and for them to hit on some deep balls.
Excellent. Aside from Devin Singletary, is there anybody else you'd like to see really step up to the plate that hasn't these first 5 weeks?
You know, I thought TJ Yeldon's played pretty good the last couple weeks, and I would love to see him featured a little bit more in the screen game. I would like, you know, him out of the backfield also helping to contribute, especially on third downs. I think he's, you know, a bigger back. I think he can break some tackles. And I think the Bills have an athletic enough line to get out in front and, you know, create some space during a good screen play if they can, you know, execute some of those. And kind of mix those in with the explosive plays and run game would be great. But in addition to other players, I think from the receiving standpoint, it'll be interesting to see you know, Cole Beasley has been relatively quiet, I'd say, in the first 6 weeks. I mean, he's made some plays. You know, he had the 2-point conversion against Cincinnati. You know, he's done a little bit where he's helped Josh on third downs be his check down guy. But I'm looking for him to kind of be a little bit more of the, eight to 10 catches, you know, waiting for that type of a game from him. And that just hasn't happened either. So the receivers in general, but definitely I'll be looking at Cole Beasley to see if he can do a little bit more to open it up for some of the outside guys. And then, like I said, TJ Yeldon out of the backfield.
Yeah, that's a good one about Beasley. He has been relatively quiet. I think he did lead one or two of those these last games with receiving yards, but it was a very quiet, not big plays, not big yards after catch, anything like that. John Brown's been great, and I don't think we got to this on the podcast last week. I think it happened after, but Zay Jones is gone, so now Duke Williams steps up into that wide receiver three role. He had a pretty good game last week. I want to see him be utilized more. We praised him quite a bit heading into this season about some of his traits. He has that, that big vertical jump. He can make plays amongst a host of other things. So I'm glad to see that he got his opportunity. I think a lot of people, a lot of the media, a lot of the fans wanted to see him kind of get that opportunity to shine. And I think he's going to be a mainstay on this, in the top, starting receivers at least, for at least the remainder of the season.
Yeah, I think, just his presence in the red zone is huge. Just his size, and yeah, I think, we saw a little bit of that on display against Tennessee, and I totally, in agreement with you that they could use a receiver like that to step up who's a little bit bigger in stature and, still has the ability to make good routes. Saw a couple of videos of him getting off the line, Matt, and he's very good with his hands. Just some of the film work from the Tennessee game. He's an experienced, maybe young to the NFL game, but he's an experienced receiver, having played obviously in the CFL too. So yeah, I think just all the guys really on the offense you want to take a look at, but for me, it's just, can they get explosive plays and, can they get a little bit more production in the passing game in general? We're still waiting for Josh Allen to get to that 300-yard mark.
Yeah.
That's what's kind of like this thing that just eludes the Bills quarterbacks, however good or bad they seem to be playing at the time. They can't, accumulate 300-yard passing games, and you see other quarterbacks around the league doing it constantly. So
regularly, like nothing. Yeah, right. I completely agree. That's what I wanted to see. That was kind of one of my goal expectations, I'd say, for the process is Josh Allen to have those big passing yards. I wanted to see between 3,500 and 4,000 yards of total offense of him, and we may see that, but still,
he's got to get going. Yeah, he's got to get going if that's the case.
Yeah, so I we may see it, but I'm not too sure. Tight ends. I've been very impressed with Dawson Knox. I did want to say that. I've mentioned it last couple weeks. I want to see him get utilized more. Another big body. He has some learning to do. There's no doubt about it. And he had more drops than catches last week. But I feel like there are some creative ways to get him involved in the offense. He is a big body. I've seen him in person. His TV doesn't do him any justice. But I think he can be one of those, consistent, at least from what we've seen so far, consistent tight ends in the NFL. I don't want elite. Well, elite would be nice, but I'm not expecting elite at this point. But I think he can be consistent if he's used properly. But so far, yeah, the way Knox has been used, I'm personally not very interested to see how Tyler Croft and some of the other guys fit in. Extra bodies, of course, but. I think Knox is earned tight end one kind of position.
Sure, yeah, give him more of the snaps. I thought it was funny, Matt, that there was just a lot of fans, claiming that, we found, our version of Gronkowski after the Cincinnati game. I thought that was a little overblown and a little unfair.
Yeah, too soon.
Too soon, for sure. Just a little too soon there. He obviously was an amazing play, a great catch and run after catch, and you like to see that. But, you know, now it's just working on that consistency. It's working to see if, you know, Josh Allen can, you know, keep in continuing to find him. And, you know, hopefully, like, the coaching staff, like you said, gives him the snaps that he seems like he's earned at this point. So, yeah, I'm, you know, with the addition of Duke Williams and just kind of how – I don't even want to say conservative the Bills have been so far in offense, but just, you know, trying to be efficient and let the defense win games, I'm really hoping – that Brian Daboll opens things up here and that Josh Allen lets it rip a little bit, especially because I think you can against a couple of these other opponents that are weaker. Like, yeah. maybe this is where you try stuff, right? You test things out. And because, you know, if you throw like a deep interception or something like that, that's just as good as, you know, just like a punt. Well, it's a turnover. You feel like your defense will easily be able to hold up against, you know, like a Miami or Redskins team. So, yeah, I think, you know, I'm not saying that they want to just be completely careless with what they do, but hopefully they just get a little bit more aggressive, I guess I would say.
Yeah, that's all I want to see. That's really all that I want to see out of them. You know, the expectations have been high. They're still high for Josh Allen to be the franchise quarterback. So, and you look around the league. A lot of the franchise QBs, these guys who have been in their position for many years, who are being groomed to be in their position for many years, are taking those chances, are getting those 300, you know, plus yard games. So, I mean, is 300 yards the ultimate measuring stick of a franchise quarterback? No, but not by any means. But I'd still like to see it at least a few times, you know, in the stretch, probably more, at least more than half in the remaining games, which what they have. 11 left, I think. So yep. I just that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. So I was just going to maybe take a quick look at the divisions.
Okay.
Real quick, Matt, just to kind of go over like kind of win-loss and where the Bills are. So at 4-1 here at the bye, you know, only obviously the Patriots sitting at 6-0 have a better record right now. And the Chiefs are 4-1 playing today, potentially going to 5-1. But, you know, the Bills, you know, top three in the conference at least is pretty impressive, you know, sitting here at the week six mark. I'm looking, Matt, though, at the AFC South where the Texans are 3-2. So the Colts, you have the Jaguars playing the Saints today, and the Titans are both at 2-3. So, you know, the AFC South, they're just beating each other up down there in that division. And, not really sure. You know, I think the Ravens are clearly probably the best team. I'm not sure how the Browns will respond, although they're playing pretty well today against Seattle. But you just don't know what you're going to get every week with them. So I think the Bills, especially in these next 2 weeks, have an opportunity to really separate themselves and make the wild card for some of these teams that are just battling with each other very difficult to catch them. And it feels like, you know, if the Bills don't, you know, get the AFC East title, which probably will be difficult against the Patriots, to get that first AFC wildcard spot as a lock for them. Then you have just everybody else fighting out for the second one. It's just interesting right now because everyone's so bottled up and the Bills have a really good opportunity to separate themselves.
Yeah, right now looking at it, it's their spot to lose. And technically they do sit in the fifth seed in the AFC side of things. I've looked at the NFL playoff picture. Not that it means anything at this point, but that's currently where they sit, although they're technically ahead of several of the other teams with their record. But yeah, it's doable. The AFC is a mess, as I think we kind of thought at least 1 week into the you know, regular season. It's a bit of a mess. And the Bills have a really golden opportunity right now. And I mean, there still is a chance. Patriots have some tough games coming up as well, where they can catch a loss or two that maybe they weren't, you know, obviously not that they're hoping for, but, let's see what the Pats have.
I know that they have the Chiefs at least on their schedule.
You got the Chiefs, the Texans, yeah, who may push them, Eagles, Cowboys. I'm actually really looking forward to that one. I mean, these are teams that can push,
right,
New England, yeah, a little bit. They have decent defenses, and like I would put their offenses definitely ahead of Buffalo's, where Brady and the, you know, the Pats offense might have to play catch up a little bit, or they'll have to spark something if they want to, you know, hang with those teams. But yeah, it's not going to be an easy stretch, but it still is definitely doable. And who knows how much this team is going to grow by the time Bills and Pats face each other again. Like we said, 6 points, less than a touchdown away. And there's a couple opportunities that were blown in that first game. And granted, it is hard to win in Gillette Stadium, but it's still possible. It's still very possible to split this series.
Definitely. And, you know, if they can just keep it within a game or two toward the end of the year and just put yourself in a position where that final game can mean something, boy, that would be, you know, quite the final couple weeks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Really quick, before we close up this show, just some stats. As we said, the Bills offense as a whole, 18th in the NFL, 20th in receiving, 11th in first downs, 7th in rushing, and 26th in points. So that's not their best trait right now. But
yeah, they just need to score more in the red zone, right? Or at least they drive the field and then they get right before the red zone or in enemy territory there, and they're not capitalizing. So yeah, and they're not scoring big plays, which also alludes to the fact that their, you know, other stats look pretty good. You know, their rushing stats, you know, everything else is kind of like middle of the pack, and that's just because they're able to move the ball, but they're not, able to score enough points.
Right. But, I think that does it. It's enough for a bye week. Once, like we said, Bills in Miami next week, should be interesting. The last thing you want to do is come into this game arrogant despite Miami's record and lose to the Dolphins, being overconfident. That would be the worst possible thing for this team, I think. But they're playing sound football. It's they're 4-1. Bills fans should be happy, optimistic. But I think that does it for me on my end. Jeremy, do you have anything to add?
No, I guess I'm not sure what to do here for the bye week. It's so so unusual not to be playing, right? So I guess just enjoy the rest of the games and enjoy the rest of the week for everyone else. And we'll catch everyone, you know, after the Bills Dolphins game.
Yep, sounds good, everybody. Jeremy, thanks for joining me, and till next time, Bills fans, go Bills.